subterranean invaders and all my gamer friends. This is Doc of podcast Lost in Games. You're tuning in for another great episode. No sponsor. Gonna jump right into it. Today's guest, Grant Oney of a very awesome League of Legends podcast. He was recently added to their roster. Check out his stuff. He's going to promote it in the show, and he'll have the information that I don't have in front of me, so I can't. It'll be there in the beginning and the end. He'll promote it. Awesome League of Legends podcast. Also joining us is Paul, the Science Man Cochran. He is an avid gamer as well as one of the smartest people I know. I believe he's a chemist. He's going to do the whole Breaking Bad lifestyle. He is already working on a name change to Paul Green because Walter White was taken. So, you know, different colors of the spectrum, even if white is either the absence or the combination of all colors, whatever it is. I don't really care. Let's just get to the episode. That's what you guys want to hear. We're going to hear basically a review from Grant Oney about XCOM 2, as well as... Jeez, what do we talk about? I recorded this one a while ago, so I'm pulling this one out of the vault. Major respect to Grant Oney for joining me on the show. It was great to have him. Recorded it at his, I believe it was his birthday party. Yeah, his birthday party. Happy birthday, Grant. Everyone loves you. Enjoy the show, people.
You cannot conquer me.
The blood price has been paid.
Okay. We're recording now. Awesome. Just started it up. Yeah. So, yeah. How's your podcast, man? How's the Twitch? What's the name of it again?
The Trinity Force Podcast.
Trinity Force Podcast.
That's the whole network, and then I am on one of the few hosts on the LCS Rundown.
Gotcha. And how's that? How many weeks have you been doing that? It's been a couple months now, hasn't it?
I started January, so about 2 months now.
Oh, nice. Nice. Yeah. And that's keeping you busy?
My God. So busy.
Is League still fun now, or is it starting to become...
No, League is still fun. Thank God the podcast isn't about playing it, because I've been fucking shit at playing it recently. Thank God all I have to do is watch other people play it and tell people that forgot to watch the games or didn't have time to watch the games how the games went for the weekend.
Gotcha.
That's my whole goal, and it's like every Sunday, because I have about 6 games that I have to watch for my teams that I cover. Mm-hmm. And then it's good to watch everybody else's games so that I can at least give
your two cents and your spin.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. What I thought of, like, the big games of the week and stuff like that. But it's funny because the podcast originally is only supposed to go for like an hour, maybe.
Yeah.
But we haven't had a single episode that doesn't go to at least an hour and a half to an hour 40.
Kind of how I run my shows, because I'm doing, I don't know if you saw on the chain, but I'm doing the... Oh, turn that off.
I'm sorry.
Son of a bitch.
Hey, man, planning a party tonight, I need to know.
That's true. I'm doing this show as well as the Ben and Doc show, which is me and Ben Still just shooting the shit.
I haven't seen that one yet.
Really?
I need to watch that
one.
Yeah,
dude, get on it, because it's a lot of fun. He and I just, you will catch up on Ben's life, because he's got some stories that you have not heard in the time that you've...
That sounds fucking great.
We just go until the momentum stops. Yeah. And so I think we've had one episode that was at about like 56 minutes, and then all the others are like hour 18, hour 30, hour whatever. We keep going.
We try our best, and it's funny because the majority of us on the podcast now, with the two guys that we just added, me being one of the two,
nice.
The majority of us are now on the West Coast.
Yeah.
Before, it was the majority were on the East Coast, mm-hmm. And now there's two guys on the East Coast, and then there's the rest of us on the West Coast, so it's like fucking hella early for us.
Then
it's like 3 hours ahead, and they're just like, man, it's like midnight, almost 1 a.m. I gotta go to bed. Like, this is going so late.
Yeah.
Every single day of the week, and we're just like, hey, I'm sorry, we're passionate.
Like, yeah.
This is how it goes, man.
Yeah. You gotta fight. You gotta just learn how to drink more coffee, man. So, like,
hey, it's not my bad. I still have 2 hours before work even starts for me.
My coffee maker broke, and it was oh. It was one of the worst situations ever. And I was just
family pet.
I was too lazy to go out and just buy another $20 coffee maker, and eventually I broke down. I was like, I need caffeine. I need to do something. It's awful. Paul, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Doc.
That's awesome. What's new with your life? Because you're graduated now, right? Or are you going for a doctorate?
I'm going for a master's. I would love to be Dr. Cochran. I don't think they call you Master Cochran.
Master Cochran.
A master's.
I will.
I wish. I would appreciate
that. I do already.
That would be wonderful. That helps a lot. yeah, so I got a few more quarters left. And I'll be out of there, and then I'll have to get a real job out in the real world.
Gotcha.
Come join us in the real world, Paul.
Yeah, no,
you've been hiding for too long.
I'm hiding in academia. It's this nice warm cocoon that I just never want to leave.
What are you looking to do with your master's?
You know, I want to get a job that pays me money.
Yeah.
That's my main goal.
That's fair.
It'd be nice to go into, you know, oil. A lot of money in oil, and my research is, like, related to that, so that would be great.
There you go.
And they pay a lot.
Yes, they do. You're going to be the one who has the pool house that will let all of us live in it.
I don't know about that one, but if it happens, then yes.
Doc, Eric and I already designated when you make it big, we're living in your pool house. So when, if you're living in Paul's pool house, Jesus Christ.
You're going to become Doc's pool house, you know, and then...
My house will be his pool house, and then I'll have a pool house to the pool house that you and Eric will live in.
It should be a massive complex that we all live in.
It'll be like a giant timeshare that we all like.
And then Eric will live in your pool house. It's basically just a dog house.
Everyone buys in with a pool house to this rotating. Yeah, exactly. Yes. That would work.
There's just six pools and a house.
There's no pools. We all have pool houses. There's no pool.
Houses without pools, but we call them pool houses.
We all have a pool table. Well, that's how we figured it out.
We have pool tables. That's what we mean. Yeah.
Oh, geez. What are you guys playing lately? Like, Paul, League?
Mostly League, and then mobile games, because I have a crippling addiction to mobile games.
Ooh.
Mostly Supercell. We're playing a lot of Clash of Clans, and Clash Royale that just came out for Android.
I saw the advertisement for that one. I'm waiting for the next Christoph Waltz commercial.
Yeah, oh god, and they've been making such great commercials, too.
They make good commercials.
They've been doing well with that.
Yeah. But if there's ever been a sign that acting is just a job, that you don't do it for the sake of, like, sticking to being a true actor, it's kind of Christoph Waltz, Academy Award, like, German actor, like, showing up in Clash of Clans mobile game ads.
Right, though?
Like, as well as Arnold Schwarzenegger showing up for Mobile Strike.
Yeah,
I haven't even bothered trying to play those games, but...
What I love is, like, you know, video games are starting to get, you know, quote-unquote real actors, you know, doing these promotions for them, you know?
And that's where... Yeah, what I thought was always pretty cool is now we're seeing a lot of the rise of having the voice actors be famous people.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Yeah, like, because now when I meet, like, guys who are hardcore gamers, deeply ingrained in that culture, if I mention this, like, yeah, I got a voice recording from Troy Baker when I was at Comic-Con, they lose their shit. They're like, no way. I was like, yeah, that's a pretty big deal. Look at me. I'm the hot shot with that and Steve Bloom from doing a Spike Spiegel impression. I have that on my phone as well. So,
nice. Just earning those. I didn't know you had that one, too.
It's a pretty valuable phone you got there.
Oh, yeah. Well, I saved them to the cloud, too.
Yes.
Yeah. Good. People might steal that phone from you just for those recordings.
For the recordings. Well, Nolan North is going to be at the next Comic-Con, so I got to try and think of what I got to have him say as which character he's going to be. So that's going to be fun.
That's going to be crazy.
So maybe Deadpool, because he did the voice of Deadpool in the video game. And Deadpool just came out, so as far as have you guys seen Deadpool?
Such a good
so
movie.
Good.
Yes, oh so good.
So
good. That's where my girlfriend and I saw that for Valentine's Day.
Oh.
I went and saw it trashed. Fuck, just completely wrecked. I saw it with three other friends, and they were all more drunk than I am because I was the driver. Yeah. So we're just like, we'll all drink, and then by the end of the movie, I can drive us home. So we all get in there. And we're all
solid
just,
plan. No one survived.
We all just kind of stumble into the theater, and my friend Alicia and Savvy both fell asleep.
Oh no!
Savvy was in there for like 2 minutes, gone, passed out. And then Alicia, like, she went to the bathroom three times, puked once, according to her. And then at like four, whenever she was back, she was like, I have no idea what's going on. I was like, shh, it's funny, shut up, just watch it. And I'm just sitting there cracking.
Was there a reason you guys were trashed for this?
We hadn't hung out in a while, and we went to Applebee's beforehand. We just drank and then went to the movie. Yeah.
That's the saddest thing ever. Dude, Applebee's drunk?
Well, I mean, like, dude,
Applebee's has
food?
Cheap drinks, man.
Oh, okay.
Cheap drinks and pretty good food. Huh? Pretty good food. And it was walking distance from the theater.
I've never had an Applebee. So
neither have I. They make okay ribs, and then they have other appetizers that are good. Okay. But their drink prices are really low. They're cheaper than most bars, actually. Yeah. And we went to this theater down in Federal Way, and every chair is like an automatic Lazy Boy.
Yeah,
it's just these huge chairs, and you had to when we got the tickets.
It's a Cinebar, right?
No, it's just a normal theater, or it's not a special theater. I guess it's just like Cinemark or whatever.
Yeah, Regal, Cinemark,
something like that. I don't know, but you had to actually reserve the seat on your
ticket. Oh, yeah, yeah. Straight up. Pick a seat.
Pick a seat, and that's and so that's one reason why we were so drunk, is when we got there, the only show that had four seats together was the one that was at 11 or 10:55.
Which is fine.
And we had gotten there at 9.
Okay. Might as well just keep drinking.
Or like 8:30, I think we showed up. Like
showed up way too early for that.
Well, we didn't know that was the only time there was a seating. We were like, well, we'll just go and figure out when the seating is. We're like, oh, well, we've got like 3 hours to kill. So, drink!
Oh, jeez. All right, so you're playing Clash of Clans and doing all this. Grant, what are you playing?
I'm playing League. I just started playing Stardew Valley.
Wait, what?
It's a new indie Harvest Moon. It's a spiritual successor by a company that's just... I'm not proud of it. I'm not proud of it, but I've played a lot of hours of it recently. I've been trying to get better at League of Legends, but the game is hard, and I am bad right now.
Yeah.
I'm real bad.
You haven't been playing ranked with us for like a week.
I know. I stopped playing. I just can't do it anymore. But also XCOM 2.
Ooh,
played
yeah.
the shit out of that.
How's that going?
So good.
I heard it's really difficult for new players. I haven't played any XCOM games before, but I've played a lot of games.
Play XCOM 1 first.
Okay.
If you're going to play XCOM 2, play XCOM 1 first, because XCOM 2 is harder with new mechanics and really well done. There's a bunch of things that I still haven't figured it out, and I'm like almost 100 hours in.
Jeez.
Maybe not 100 hours.
That's a lot of hours. It's only been out since like...
No, I could be at almost 100. I've played a lot of that game.
Damn.
I've played a lot of that. Oh, well, XCOM 1, I beat 3 to 4 times.
Jeez.
Okay. Which is big for me. I usually beat a game once, then don't touch it again.
Yeah.
So I beat that game 3-4 times, because I re-beat it right before XCOM 2 came out.
Mm-hmm.
And XCOM 2, there's still things that I'm looking at on my screen, like, there's a second slot for items on all my guys, and I'm just like, I have no idea how I unlock you. All my guys still have one item, and I'm just like, I don't know how to get this other item slot in here, because it just sits there locked. It's just like, you haven't unlocked this. This can be unlocked with higher tier gear, and I'm like, I have the highest tier gear that I know of. Like, I've got full, this just, like, my guys are decked out. Nothing's hard for me anymore, because I put so many hours into it. It's just like, why don't I have a second item slot?
I mean, yeah, I hate it when stuff like that happens. Like, because when I was playing, like, Lost Odyssey, which is basically a spiritual successor to Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
Even saying the names together, I'm like, that's just so dumb. How did they get away with that?
I know, right?
It's a turn-based thing. It's like, it's a direct ripoff of Final Fantasy. I was like, what the fuck? All right. But when I was playing that, I was at least, like, 20 to 30 hours in. And there's the ability to, like, add new items and new weapons. And, like, I was trying to find any sort of shop that would sell them. Sell any items and weapons or whatever. I'm like, how do I get these items that I can apparently equip? And then when I was like, I've put 30 hours in this game and I'm way too frustrated with the mechanics. I'm just going to bail. I don't usually bail on games, but I was like, I'm fucking done. This is really, really dumb.
That's one thing about in the new XCOM, they've made a lot of things a lot harder to get to. Like, the high tier gear, you can only, you have to build it. And it takes, like, a week of in-game time to build one set of armor.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to find the right equipment and stuff in battles and just hope you pick it up somewhere. Gotcha. Like, there's Illyrium cores, which I am out of right now, because I finally got enough armor for all my guys, but it took forever in-game to finally get it.
Mm-hmm.
Just and because it...
Does this game require you... Like, is it one of those games where it's like it really gets good, like, this many hours in? Or is it something that kind of just cuts to the chase and is like, here's how you play and do all this, but we're just going
to
get started?
It cuts to the chase real quick. Right, there is no, like... It took me a while. It's a lot of... So it's all... You control a squad, and it's turn-based.
Mm-hmm.
And all the damage and shots and everything is all percentages.
Yeah.
You have a 20% chance to hit this shot. You have a 60, 70, 95% chance.
Yeah.
And so, like, I have a sniper who has very high shot, and but I'm still crossing my fingers every single time that he lands it.
Yeah.
And the majority of the time, it's just like, he never misses.
Yeah.
Because he's got really high percentage chance. Yeah. And then there's that one time that's just, he misses and it's a critical shot, and then this giant fucking robot just lasers one of your dudes dead. But... since I'm a cheating fuck, I instantly reload like two saves back, and then I I do everything differently.
You bitch, I hate you.
Come on.
Dude, it's a game you're not supposed to, like, it's a very unforgiving game.
Yes.
Normally.
Yeah.
You lose a guy, he's gone.
Yeah.
Period. If you've put, he's been in like 20 of your missions, he's got like 40 kills on his belt, random crit from an enemy, gone, dead. Mm-hmm. You don't get to see him.
Humanity doomed.
Just humanity doomed. Right, right there. And but I'm a cheater.
Half-Life 3 confirmed.
I'm a cheater, and I don't like losing my guys ever.
Yeah.
So I have the same... I did the same thing in the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's not good to the spirit of XCOM, because the original XCOM had no saves.
Yeah.
So you had to be really on top of your shit if you wanted to keep all your guys alive and everything. And I am very on top of my shit, but... random crits. The enemy just rolls around a corner and you're like, where did you come from? And then he shoots your guy for fucking 15 damage and your guy's only got 10 health.
Yeah.
Everyone's only got 10 health and you're just like, he's gone.
He's fucking dead. Dead. That's where Alex made a character named after me. And I died first mission. First off, I was dead. And I was like, can't come back.
That's
I'm
one
dead.
Thing that in this new, in XCOM 2, the character creation, they really put it, you can make anyone.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Skyrim level character creation, almost.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty close. And you can do that for every guy, so you can make every person look however you want. Maya, or Luke's younger brother, he's been playing it a bunch.
Can you tell him to turn that down a bit? Oh, no, wait, there it goes. All
right. He's probably at his door opener. So.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like. All right.
So, he went in, and you can...
Should I shut the door?
Yeah, go ahead and close it all the way.
He went in and beforehand, because there's, when you're on the main screen, you can go in and create preset looks.
Mm-hmm.
So he went in and he made all his buddies. Me, Luke, all, like all the other.
Oh yeah,
all of
so
us.
I think so Cameron back in high school made all of us, like our high school group of friends were all in XCOM.
But it's even better now. There's even more stuff now. And so every time you get a new person in or you hire someone new, he'll look like one of the presets that you've built.
Mm.
And then me, I'm not that creative, so I kind of hired... I got a bunch of guys in, and I went in, and I just kind of made them all look cooler and gave them their own color schemes and shit.
I would just make them all look ugly. That way I wouldn't feel bad when they died. But it's guilt is not there.
And they redid... The other thing that I like a lot, in the first one, there's two... Every character has two skill trees depending on what class they are. And in the last one, it was just like, this one's clearly better.
Mm-hmm.
But in this one, both are good in their own ways.
Mm-hmm.
So like my squad, like in the last game, the sharpshooter tree, it was like, you're only going to make him a long range sniper. There's no point to go the pistol side because pistols were shit.
Mm-hmm.
But they made pistols really good now. So I have one dude that just walks around with a sniper, but it's only for show. Because anytime he walks up to someone, he just pulls his pistol out and just kills him with that because he could fire like four times with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so they made the game a lot more dynamic. There's they added like little robots and stuff. So
gotcha. If you were to give this game a score, what would you give it?
Are we going out of 10 or
it could be a made 100 up, or it could be a made up system that uses only words.
As long as you let us know what the scale is.
On a scale between terrible and amazing, it's pretty good, and we don't know where that
fits. On a scale of
Mountain Dew to Orange Crush, it's grape soda.
But Mountain Dew and Orange Crush are both at the top of that list.
Grape soda is out of the scale.
Grape soda is just not even on that scale.
Not even like name brand. It's
not even. It's grape
Safeco
soda.
Safeco grape soda.
If we're going from like, let's go. I'm gonna give it like, a 9.5 out of 10. Mm-hmm. Like there are very few things that this game even has wrong.
Yeah.
If any.
Yeah.
But it's hard to give a game a 100% perfect. Like no. I'd give this game a 10 for me.
Gotcha.
For other people, they might not think it's a 10 just because of how the game plays.
See, no, and that's standpoint. And that's the world of being a video game critic, is it is the your experience. Your experience of this game based on your expectation of this. What other games would you give a 10? Like, as the background history of Grantoni.
Other games I'd give 10, XCOM 1.
XCOM 1.
Like, I put a lot of hours
into it. So it only improved upon already perfect system.
Exactly. Like, yeah. XCOM 1, as I already said, I beat it multiple times. That doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But like, let me just... That doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. I play, get a game, I beat a game, I never touch it again.
Yeah.
So the fact that I beat a game multiple... Like, all the games that I beat multiple times are all the games I give 10. So God of War, Kingdom Hearts, XCOM,
I'm just getting like a baseline on the recording, just a boom.
I don't think I played it. There's not very many other games I've beat twice. Those are like my main, like XCOM I'd say is one of my main three.
Okay.
That's good enough. Because like before, like you know me, like God of War and Kingdom Hearts are two of my favorite games.
Yes.
I'd put XCOM up there with them for me. Gotcha. But it's all three games, well I guess God of War and Kingdom Hearts are pretty similar, but XCOM is the ultimate strategy game. I played a lot of this, like Civ 5. I've got like 200 to 300 hours into Civ 5 over the past 6 years.
Yeah.
It's because every now and then I just turn it on and play it for hours.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very strategy oriented and I just like that. It's a game that you have to put a lot of focus into because it requires your attention because every wrong step or every step can potentially wreck your entire mission. Or not.
Every step matters.
Every step matters. And that's one thing that XCOM 2 has forced upon you, is that there's a lot more turn counters on their missions.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't take every mission, you can't take 20 turns on every single mission, because you've only got 9 turns to get the VIP, get to your evac, and get out.
Gotcha.
So you have to move, you have to be surgical, and it forces you. Because in the XCOM 1, you could legit take 50 turns on every single... Just move one... move everybody very slowly forward.
Yeah.
And no one ever
just
gets
hurt. Just take
your
time.
You could take your time. XCOM 2 forces the issue more.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to...
Man, that seems brutal. To go from infinite to restricted.
Like, and that was the thing. In XCOM 1, they did have those missions.
Sounds like a Verizon data plan.
They had those missions, but they were a lot more rare, so you didn't have to deal with them that often. And by the time you really started getting into them, they weren't a huge issue.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole premise has just blown up in XCOM 2, because in XCOM 1, you're protecting the world from alien invasion.
Mm-hmm.
XCOM 2, aliens won the war.
And you're the resistance.
You're the resistance. Which, in the end of XCOM 1, you thought you just beat back the aliens. That's how the game ends.
Mm-hmm.
They make you think, you won. We've destroyed the alien force. We're going to win. And then XCOM 2 rolls out, and they're like, you lost.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like, what? I did all that work, and I lost? Are you kidding me? And so that's one thing that I've... The story is a lot better in the second one. Just because of that, like, you have more reasons, and they've expanded on the aliens a lot more. There's a bunch of new-looking aliens, they're new powers, new everything.
Yeah, that's where... Yeah, we had an episode of the podcast where we talked about, like, essentially like the perfect forms of each game within their franchise series. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them usually land on two or three.
Yeah.
And they usually fall apart by the time they start getting to four. Like, we have yet to talk about a series where it's like every iteration is a better iteration of the last one. Like, some people, like even Madden, everyone actually has issues with particular sets of Madden, saying it does this, this, blah, 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 blah. But I also want to now go into, like, what games would you guys be excited for next? And I don't say would be. Why don't I just say, what games are you guys excited for next?
Paul, have you been?
You should start with Grant on this one.
All right. Well, Grant, I already know he's excited for XCOM 3.
Already on
the hunt. I'm not even worried about XCOM 3 because I didn't even know XCOM 2 was coming out until like a week before it came out. And yeah. It just blew my mind.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know it released. I just walked downstairs after beating, because I was like, I'm gonna rebeat XCOM 1. XCOM 2 is coming out soon-ish, I think. And then I walked downstairs and Roy, Luke's younger brother, was playing it. I was like, oh shit, so I ran upstairs and bought it.
Immediately buy it.
Yeah.
I was just like, whoa. And I went back upstairs.
And that's where that happened to me recently because I was like, man, when does that Mortal Kombat Pack 2 come out? And I looked it up. And I looked it up on February 29th and it says the Combat Pack releases March 1st with all characters available. I was like, buy it. I'm playing as some alien right now. So
actually, there's this one game that's been kickstarted called Yooka-Laylee. Mm-hmm. I don't know if either of you guys have heard about it.
It's a Rock Band ripoff.
Yes, of course.
Where you play as the ukulele. The only song you can do is that Hawaiian guy doing Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Yep. And, you know, we're very excited about that because, you know, they brought back the original team from Rock Band to make this game.
The
actually.
Original Rock Band team.
But no, it's a spiritual successor to Banjo-Kazooie.
Oh, and that's right. I totally have heard about this.
That's the thing. It's similar to, like, the indie game that... It's not really even indie. It was, like, heavily published by someone. I think it was EA. But Unravel, like, everyone I hear talk about Unravel actually calls it Yarny, even though in the main character... The character was always referred to as Yarny by the developers, but in the game, they never call him Yarny. And they just say, yeah, we played Yarny. It's like, you mean Unravel? Yeah, whatever. And that's where, with Yooka-Laylee, I hear a lot of people talking about it. And then what it comes down to is people say spiritual successor to Banjo-Kazooie, and I hear, and that's what I refer to it as. I don't even know it as
the new Banjo-Kazooie game.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's nuts and bolts never happened. Banjo-Kazooie. Choose this. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. That actually does look really good. I actually just watched a video about that the other day. Actually.
Yeah, I have yet to see any. I when it comes to like checking up on things, when certain things that I'm excited about, I try and limit myself from seeing anything.
Yeah.
But when it comes to things that are a little underground, I miss it so much. Like I there's so much like stuff coming out that I always miss. The one I'm excited for to come out next is the new Doom. So, and it's funny that, like, it's kind of weird thinking about it that all the games that I've been, like, excited for the most are kind of, like, the next incarnation of this already 20-plus-year-old franchise. Because it's like Mortal Kombat. It's like, I'm always excited for the next character to come out that I can play as. Like, playing as Leatherface and Alien is fucking awesome. And I could do Alien versus Predator matches in my Mortal Kombat game.
Wait, they released Leatherface in the new Mortal Kombat pack?
Yeah, so you have Jason, Leatherface, Alien, Predator, and then a bunch of other Mortal Kombat characters.
That's pretty awesome.
Damn. And then there's even since they do the cinematic intros now, where people actually talk, when you fight Alien against Johnny Cage, he walks out and goes, "Game over, man!"
Oh my god, that's so good.
Yeah, and then, they released a video, I think, I saw it on IGN, where they showed all of his reactions to all the new players that just came out in the new combat pack. And so for Leatherface, he goes, "Hey, what's that on your oh my god."
Oh my god, that's so good.
Like, look it up, because I was dying laughing at all his things that he's saying.
Oh, that's so good.
But yeah, I'm excited for the new Doom because it just looks so fun, and it looks beautiful, it looks brutal. It looks like it's going to be a really neat first-person shooter, and it feels like it's totally different from all the military stuff in Halo that's coming out.
Yeah.
It goes back to something that's a little more gritty and intense, which I haven't played in a while. Missed that kind of...
It would be good, because that stuff's been sorely missed in the most recent games.
Because a lot of the shooter games, they're M, but this one's like Hard M. Or
now, did you ever play Brutal Doom? I believe it was a mod they released.
Really?
Yeah, then for... you should look into that.
I've only just recently started getting Steam as, like, started doing Steam as a more reoccurring thing for me, mm-hmm. because that's the only way I can play video games with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
So leave it to women to make me play more video games.
You gotta get Killing Floor, man.
Oh, you gotta get Killing Floor.
Killing Floor 2.
Yeah, oh. I played that demo at PAX. Oh, that is a really fun game.
So, normally pre-release games suck dick, and it sucks paying all the money for them early,
mm-hmm.
but Killing Floor 2, even though it's early, is still so much fun.
It's real. It's cathartic.
We all get on, and we just play for... You play, like, depending on how much time we have, we'll play, like, 2 or 3 rounds.
Gotcha.
But it's fun.
All right. How many times do you guys play usually? On what days of the week? Because I might be interested in joining.
We get on random times normally. He just gets on and calls everyone on Skype.
Okay. Grant's a little salty because at one point I called him in the middle of a league game.
Middle of a team fight, just whoop. You're getting a call from Paul. And I was just like, God damn it. You bastard. And then my computer Skype likes to be really buggy, and I'll hit answer, and it'll just sit in rig for the next, like, 3 minutes, and then it'll answer, and it'll just be like, I hate everything. One of the other funny times is I have a wireless headset, so I'll, like, leave it on, listen to whatever is on my computer, and I'll walk downstairs, and I was making myself some food. I get a Skype call.
Mm-hmm.
I'm downstairs. I can't answer. I can't hang up. I just have to sit there, and now the Skype call is all my audio. I think I got a text message from Austin, and I was like, can you please stop calling me on Skype so that it's because I'm in my kitchen? I'll answer when I get back upstairs.
Damn.
I feel like at some point you just switch out the Skype sound with something you can listen to, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, like afternoons... after 5, sometime between 5 and 11 is usually when most people are on.
Okay.
Most people are on.
I'll definitely be interested in playing it with a group of people. I've basically started trying to go back to high school at this point. Because the other day when I was at the gym, like, I haven't been hitting the gym with the same amount of intensity that I used to. And I was like, why don't I do that? Why am I so just not enthusiastic about it anymore? And then I was like, well, let's go back to when I was. And I dug up this old, like, workout program back when I was, like, training and competing and doing all that. I was like, we're going to do this workout. I'm going to monitor all the weight that I do. I'm going to write it down. I'm going to set goals, do all this. And it was one of the best workouts I've had in a really long time. And it was yesterday. I woke up this morning feeling like I was hit by a truck. And I was like, yes, this
go.
Is what I That's wanted.
That's yeah. what's up.
And the thing I used to do back in high school is when I would get done with a really long workout, jump on Xbox and play competitive games with friends. So that's what I'm looking to kind of do.
Yeah, and we've been playing a lot of League, but as I said earlier, I've just been getting wrecked. Every game I get on, we lose.
Yeah. So you're just looking to comment.
I'm just like, I got... You can ask Paul. We play a game, I get real pissed off and leave.
Lately, it's just been, we get in, we're all in the lobby, and Grant's like, wait, this is ranked. I'm not doing ranked. Guys, we're not doing ranked.
I've got, like, PTSD now. It's just like, man, I can't do this anymore.
Can't do this anymore.
I just can't do this, man. So, I am completely down with playing a different game for a little bit.
Okay,
I just
gotcha.
I need to get all the energy out, and then I'll roll back into League later, and I'll play more of it. I'll get back into it sooner or later, but right now, stuff hasn't been going well, so I just need a different kind of unwinding game.
Yeah.
And Killing Floor is great for that.
Heard of Prop Hunt?
Prop Hunt. No.
We've been getting into that, Austin, Sean, Matthew, and I.
Okay.
It's a mod for Gary's Mod, or I guess it's a game mode in Gary's Mod.
Okay.
So... You'll have a level, and it's like a house, and it's got all this furniture and stuff in it, or an office building with, like, desks and computers and all that stuff. And half of the characters are props. So they run around, they find a prop, they duplicate it, and they hide somewhere inside of all the other props inside of the room. And then the other players, after a minute or so, are unblinded, and they have to try and find the props by trying to kill the prop players. Every time you damage something that's not a player, you lose 1/20th of your health. So you can only do so much of it. You can't just, like, whack everything you see. It's really cool. Like, I was walking along through this office building, and I stop, and I turn left, and I'm like, all of these desks have the computer, like, towers next to the monitors. This desk has a tower under the desk. And I shot it, and Sean died.
That's so good, actually.
That's it's a really cool
fun game, yeah.
That's awesome.
Sounds so much... I saw you guys getting on Gary's Mod the other day, and I was like,
it's super fun. It took us, like, 3 days to get Sean to set up a server. Fucking, like, computer science degree takes him 3 days to get a server set up. But now that it's up, it's really fun. So, right. You should get Gary's Mod. It's maybe, like, $10.
Oh, yeah, it was on sale the other day.
It's on sale every weekend.
Yeah, basically. Valve's like, please buy this game.
Valve's like, we've made our money back. You can just have it for a lower price now.
We'll pay you.
Gary's Mod has a lot of stuff. Like, there's a ton of different fun mods. Like, there's on YouTube, there's tons of people that do show all the different fun mods
on
that game. Doc, I have to ask you, since Paul just made me think about this, have you seen the game Don't Kill the Baby?
Or what?
So, there's this game, and one person plays as the adult, and the other person plays as a baby. And the person playing as the baby, their goal is to kill themselves.
No! The adult, this is so fucked up, I love it!
And the adult's job is to keep the baby from dying. So, you're like crawling on the ground, and so you just like... So you crawl under the sink and you grab the Drano and start drinking it. And then the adult's job is to like just follow you around and like grab everything and keep you from killing yourself. And so you like crawl into the bathtub and like knock the radio in or something like that. And it's just...
He's like popping batteries like pills. And the adult picks up the battery box but drops a fork. Maybe grabs that and goes straight for the outlet.
It's
fantastic.
You have to check out the YouTube videos of it.
I need to.
It's so... funny. Like, we were dying watching it the other day, because it's just, it's the most ridiculous game premise, but it's
exactly
so
because
good.
The thing is, because the other thing you're considering, like, it sounds fucked up, but the thing is, the reason why it's not is because it's supposed to be a suicidal baby.
Exactly.
That's why it's funny.
It's a suicidal baby, and the adult's just like, please don't kill yourself, what are you doing?
It's not a game about bad parenting, it's not about the baby dying, it's the fact that the baby is trying to commit suicide.
Exactly.
Its goal is it wants to die.
And it's all its movement is crawling on the ground. So it's just.
I need to see this.
It's
this,
so funny. Oh,
one game that I've been hearing amazing stuff about that I just haven't been able to find the time to play is Firewatch. Have you guys played that at all?
I haven't heard of that at all.
Heard about it.
Okay. Because since none of us has played it, no one can really talk about
it.
Because I've just heard about it a ton.
What's the game premise?
The game premise is that you're a ranger, and he's supposed to be like preventing forest fires, and you're watching fires.
So
like
you're Smokey the Bear.
You're the human Smokey the Bear.
Can we just make him Smokey the Bear? Can there be a mod for this game where you're just Smokey the Bear?
And then, the thing is like, it's being regarded as a really good game for having really unique gameplay, despite, like, the plot being super simple, and it actually has kind of, like, a journey and arc for this one character, and that's what I was interested about, because I like seeing, like, arcs and stories, and they're saying, like, yeah, this is really a story about, like, one man's journey through this, and, I don't know if it's, like, him dealing with depression or loss or whatever, but usually games like that have something really cool.
Your whole premise after we just talked about a game where a baby's trying to kill itself, and you're like, it's Firewatch, you're trying to stop forest fires, and it's just like, so my first thought was, is he just running around with a fire hose? Like, is that how this game works? You're just like...
is there another player playing?
This dude just runs out of a fucking thing holding a fire hose in the middle of the woods and just starts spraying trees.
No, there's another player playing the forest, and the forest is trying to kill itself.
The forest is trying to burn down.
Yeah, there's a guy playing as the fire, and he wants to be everywhere.
But that sounds super interesting, just actually because I know a couple people that... Mm-hmm. They've done that. They've fought forest fires. They've done that.
Especially here in the Pacific Northwest. Yeah. I've been really getting into those games that are, like, only about 2 hours long or so. Like, because they'll just be, you know, really cheap game. And then it's usually some really cool story. Like, there's one called Numa, Breath of Life. It was free on Xbox for a while. And I played it, and it was, like, a person narrating the whole time. And he's like, I'm alive. In a way, I am God. And it was very humorous, well-written, and you're solving these puzzles, and then eventually it just has this arc where it takes this turn, and it tells a really cool story. And it just plays into the fact that I also like movies. I like having that attention span where it only goes, about, you know, 2 hours and then you're done. Like, that's all you need.
Your attention span is short and you only have a couple hours before you
can. And plus, I'm so busy. It's like, I want to get a whole thing. It's like, I'm still trying to get done with the Nathan Drake collection.
The Naked Drake collection. The Naked Drake collection.
That's the XXX version of. Mod for Nathan Drake.
Yeah. For Uncharted.
Yeah.
Have you played the Stanley Parable?
I am playing the Stanley Parable. I played it for about 2 hours. And then it got to the point where I was like, I think I need to look up all the endings on YouTube because I've done everything I think I can do. Like, I don't know what else to try now. And then I see these things on YouTube. I'm like, I would not have thought to try that at all. I was like, the only way I could have seen this ending is if I looked it up online. Yeah. So I don't feel like I'm cheating myself or cheating the game. It's like, I want to see what's out there. I've done what I think is all I can do. But, So the Stanley Parable is great. It's only just recently that I've been able to get into short games like that.
Mm-hmm. Paul, what's that game that you and Steve were playing a ton of recently?
Is that Undertale?
Yeah.
Because, oh my god.
Oh, Undertale. I hear Zero Punctuation. That was his game of the year.
Oh,
that's his game of the year?
Yeah, Undertale.
It was on a lot of people's high, like, top five lists. And you guys, neither of you played Undertale?
Never played it.
I haven't gotten to it yet.
There is a rabbit fan base, and it's a very narrative game.
It's a rabbit fan base?
Rabbits.
Just a bunch of rabbits.
The rabbits themselves.
I didn't realize that rabbits can use computers. This is fantastic.
Yeah, no, that's really
the inform the
thing.
News!
About Undertale is, you know, they've really tapped into this rabbit market. previously in gaming, no one has gone into. But it's sort of like...
That's why the sales are so high.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Like, no one's appealed to the rabbits of America.
All the reviewers are rabbits themselves.
It's just carrots. The whole screen is just carrots.
So my advice is to avoid spoilers. Don't watch a video of someone playing it because it's narrative driven.
Oh, like, that's another thing we could talk about as far as Twitch and everything. But yeah, keep going if you have any more to say.
Just play it.
Just play it.
You can't spoil it. You need to play it.
Yeah. How many hours a week do you guys watch Twitch streams?
Not of people playing. I can't watch those.
Yeah.
I get bored.
See, for you, it's like, when you watch League, you're watching, like, a competition. It's an esport, so it's totally different.
I'm watching VODs and stuff from Twitch and YouTube, but it's not...
Because...
I don't watch streamers. I find them to be... I have a lot of friends, especially the League streamers, because everyone that knows anything about Twitch, League streamers are huge, and they have this huge following. I find them mostly annoying, and it's just like... Yeah. Other than the professional players, and every now and then it's like, for me, since I have to focus on the scene, it's night, like, every now and then I can get insight into the teams by watching some of the streamers.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I don't care about what they're playing, I don't care about what they're doing.
Yeah, because the thing is like, as 23 and 24-year-olds, I think we're too old for the Twitch generation, which is really weird, because I have a feeling the audience might be younger, or it's a different set of people, but, like, yeah, I can't watch Twitch streams. It doesn't make any sense to me, because the purpose of enjoying a game is not watching someone play it that you can't really interact with.
Exactly.
Like, when I play a game, and my roommate Eric, for the audience, I know you guys know Eric, but he's sitting next to me, and he and I are interacting as I play this game, and as I'm playing the Drake Collection, we call it the Nathan Fillion video game, because he's just Nathan Fillion. And so, that's way more entertaining, but when you watch someone else do it, and they have such a specific sense of humor, or they think what they're doing is funny to everybody, but it's really just like, oh, I'm going to yell a random thing right now.
And one thing that I actually find kind of funny is, I didn't know who PewDiePie was until I saw the South Park episode.
I only knew who PewDiePie was because of, I used to watch YouTubers React, and he would constantly show up on there.
Yeah.
I had no idea what he did. Yeah, I just knew that he was a person named PewDiePie.
I recently got YouTube Red, and it's just been shoving him in my face.
Yeah.
Just like, every time I open my YouTube, it's like, YouTube Red stuff, PewDiePie! And I'm just like, get this fucking moron out of my face.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm here to watch my videos, and I don't want to, I don't care about any of this other stuff.
To some extent, it really depends on the streamer, I think. I watch Kriparian a lot, and he plays... primarily Hearthstone, sometimes League of Legends, I think. But I just watch him play Hearthstone, and he'll talk about why he picked a card that he picked, and why he's playing them, and what decisions he's making.
See, and that makes a lot more sense, because you're at least learning something about strategy, or about the game. But
that's a nice thing about watching League streamers, too, is you can learn a decent amount. But on the same hand, I know some people that watch too much League streamers, and then they roll into League, and they're like, yeah, dude, I saw this on so-and-so's stream. This is fucking OP as shit. I was just like, you do know he's a professional player. And he's one of the best at this game in the world.
He's practiced for a thousand hours.
When he even does anything tiny, like if he even does something stupid, he can make it good because he's doing it.
Yeah.
You're shit. When you try, you just are worse.
Yeah.
Like,
yes, well, like,
don't.
You need some amount of practice, too.
Exactly.
You know? You can learn the concepts, but you have to put them into practice. Yeah.
And that's where I've been playing tons of Rocket League. Rocket League is so much fun, and Caitlin and I play it all the time. And I've considered watching a couple streams of that, of the really good players, because it's like, how are they, like, what are they seeing that I'm not, of the geometry of where the ball's coming in, that they don't need a jump, boost, and barrel roll to hit this, because it's nuts. And I'm like, and the only way I learned how to do certain moves and play a certain way is because I actually saw a couple YouTube videos. Caitlin's like, look at these videos of all these insane, like, moves that they're doing. And I'm like, oh, so he's running up the wall, he sees the ball, and then he does this. And so I'm trying to learn something from these videos. I don't really go to it as, like, an entertainment source. And that's what I don't understand, is people are, it's like, I don't want to watch Netflix, I don't want to watch this. I want to watch a guy play a game and say things that might, may or may not be funny.
There's a couple of my female friends that are really into, like, Rooster Teeth and stuff. And those guys do some good work. Like, for the YouTubers, the Rooster Teeth guys make some good videos.
If anything, yes, because I would say, something got in my throat there. The Rooster Teeth guys, like, I'll give them a pass because those guys have been around forever, and what they do is genuinely funny.
Yeah.
And when I watched Red vs. Blue, and I watched them only like 2 years ago, and I started from the beginning and worked my way up. Mm-hmm. Not only are they, you know, funny and, you know, like, writing actual comedy and not doing, like, very cheap, like, hack jokes or whatever.
Yeah.
But when it got to, like, the fourth season, they did something that was so neat and cool where they actually wrote out a story and, like, made sense of everything that happened in the past. And I was like, these guys, like, are actual writers if this is all they're writing.
Exactly.
I was like, these guys are smart. Like,
and their Let's Plays are really well done.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of female friends that don't play a lot of video games. They don't put a lot of, they enjoy playing video games, but they're not like us. They're not, I'm going to put half my paycheck into video games because it's what I do. So, since they're not hardcore gamers, they enjoy watching these guys play these games so that they don't have to buy them, and they feel fulfilled enough from watching them play, then they don't have to.
Yeah.
They're okay with that. I'm just like, I need to play this shit. If there's a game, I'm playing it.
Yeah, that's where I need to get on Far Cry Primal. That's one that I need to get to.
Up to.
Yeah,
that looks entertaining.
It really does. When I saw the original trailer for that, when I was like, all right, Ubisoft is doing the right stuff with Far Cry. They're like, yeah, we're gonna be super, like, ingenuitive. Is that a word? What's the word I'm looking for,
so.
Paul? You're the one who's
innovative, maybe.
Innovative, I think is the word you're looking for.
Yeah. I was trying to use ingenuity, and then it turned into ingenuitive, and now...
Ingenuous?
Ingenuousness.
But you remember me playing Far Cry, it was just, I pick up a bow, and I was like, this is the only weapon I need!
Yeah.
And so
you're like, hey, I have a bow! Grenade arrows? Fire arrows?
This, I need nothing else other than this, I will do all my hunting now.
Yeah.
So when I saw Primal, I was like, the best weapon is a bow? Yes.
Yeah.
This is exactly.
And the bow isn't one shot kill anymore, which is
okay
fair. Yeah, because ammo
is it,
like
is
you're
it one
always
shot
collecting.
Kill if you hit a headshot with it.
I believe so, but some enemies wear helmets, and it doesn't. And it's like, but it's like helmets made out of bone and stuff.
Primal
like
hard hats.
Primal
like Metal
hat.
Gear.
Yeah. man, but. Yeah, that's one I need to pick up. And I was just looking for you guys' opinion on Twitch streams because, like, I just hear people that are talking about, oh, yeah, I was watching the stream. I'm like, I don't know how you guys can really watch that. And I'm only 23 years old, and I've been playing video games, like, most of my life, and I don't get what is apparently a very pivotal thing in moving forward with video game culture.
It
really depends on the stream, definitely. There's different genres.
One thing that really pushes me off of streamers is none of them have good taste in music. I've met, like, I know music is all, it's everyone has their own catch on what they like. Everyone has different things that they like.
Mm-hmm.
But I like metal.
Yeah.
And for some reason, Phantom Lord is the only Twitch streamer in all of Twitch that listens to metal. And he doesn't do League anymore. And he's been... So, and he was the only stream I watched because they're all listening to, like, K-pop or hip-hop or rap or something like this. And it's just like, you know, I might care to listen to you or watch your stream a little bit more if you had any taste in music. And yeah. So I just turn it off there. But that's my issue. For everyone else that likes that kind of music, good on you.
I don't know. Music, but, yeah, music I feel is like a very specific thing because, like, even though I don't create music or whatever, but music is kind of like it shows off a bit of your personality and who you are. And so, like, and I listen to a wide variety of music, but there's a lot of, like, electronic stuff or hip-hop stuff or, it's that kind of music. There's certain things in that genre that is just, like, it's not good. Just out of the fact that it seems so easy. They just have these, especially some hip-hop songs, because I'll be in the gym, and the gym has no music, so people bring in Bluetooth speakers, and they'll play whatever they want. And it becomes a bit intrusive to everybody else. But I also realize that I'm the minority who, like, if I want amped-up music, it's specifically hard rock and metal. And that is, sadly, a culture that is not as popular as it used to be.
Not nearly.
No. And so when they start playing these songs and the lyrics are dumb and there's no real passion in it and it sells a million copies, I just get kind of bummed out where I listen to anything by the Cancer Bats and it's just like, it's personal, it's well thought out, and it's in your face, and I just don't, music bums me out when I realize that I'm in a very minority group.
Right, that's one thing that I've kind of just been, like, realizing more and more recently about all this new music that's rolling out of the hip-hop genres. Mm-hmm. It's all built.
Mm-hmm.
The entire genre is built. Yeah. None of these people are artists. Mm-hmm. They were children, and then or maybe adults. Barely any of them are adults by this point. But it's just, like, the music companies are just like, you got the right look. I'm going to turn you into someone super fucking famous. Don't do anything. Don't even try to sing. Don't even try to sing.
We'll auto-tune it.
We got that cover. We're going to start with auto-tuning.
All you have to do is kind of dance. Just kind of. You can look as stupid as you want. Do whatever you want outside of it. I don't care. But we're going to make your music. We're going to have this dude write all the shitty lyrics. We're going to have this dude do all your synthesizing. We're going to have this dude show you exactly how to move.
What, you think we haven't done this before? Look at Cisco. Just look at Cisco.
You know how this was kind of a small thing back in the day? Like, every now and then there was an artist that was kind of built. No. All of you are built. None of you have talent. We are your talent. And that's everyone that's coming out now.
Mm-hmm.
All these big genres, all these people are just fake.
Yeah.
Like, when I look at them, when I see how they act and their personalities, they're not real.
Yeah.
None of these people are real.
And that's
people.
Where, when I was hanging with my friend Todd, he was on the show recently, and, there was a time when we were first hanging out, and he was showing me, and I think it was some video of some pop star or whatever, and he's like, "Do you think she's hot?" And I was like, "Well, yeah, but she's manufactured to be hot." Like, that's the main thing that they wanted to focus on. They wanted someone who has vocals that can sing along to lyrics that were written for them and is very pretty, because pretty people are better people in this world.
Like,
more music, certainly.
Yes, they do.
One of the things that I guess it was a couple months back now, but my roommate showed me, he's like, "Dude, you gotta listen to this new Diplo song. It's got Justin Bieber in it." And I looked at him and I was like, man, you can't be telling me that there's a Bieber song you like right now. He's like, no, it's a Diplo song with Bieber. He's like, it's good, dude, I swear it's good. And I was just like, all right. I'll give it a listen. Because I kind of respect you as a friend, I will give it a listen.
Mm-hmm.
I gave it a listen, and I was just like, man, anyone could have sang this. Yeah. He's like, no, dude, only Bieber's voice could have done this. And I just turned to him, and I was like, dude, there is no voice here. This is all synthesized. He kind of sang, and then he said some things, and then they just tuned it.
Mm-hmm.
Any person could have sang that with the rough bass. Any tenor could have sang that.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter who.
There was a hip-hop song that was being played in the gym, and the lyrics were just like, something generic, and he would say like three or four words, then let the bass just, or the song, the music, the beats, as they're commonly referred to, the beats go, and then he would say three or four words, and the guy, it's that language where it sounds like most of his teeth are missing, where it's like and then it's like that's it, and he just has words that are barely audible, says about four or five at a time, none of which are rhyming, they're all about some hoe that he's gonna sleep with, or someone that he's gonna hit, or whatever, and I'm like, this is a popular song to the people playing this in the gym right now. They love this song. Like, they will get out of the bed and start their day with this song. It just blows my mind. Yeah. I mean, it's like, I understand everyone's different and it's other things, but there's something where it's like, okay, these people are pretty simple. They don't need depth. They want the stuff that's just cut and dry. Doesn't make them think too much, because that might hurt their brains a little bit.
And that's like, well, every now and then I'm down for a more simple song. Mm-hmm. Like, there's never, like, I'm not saying that every song I listen to has to have a huge depth to it or something like that, but at least try. For the song that you're making. Like,
songs that sound like effort was put forth. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
And that's where, like, not to diss hip-hop, because I love Beastie Boys. Like, goddamn, the Beastie Boys are awesome.
Hip-hop anymore, man. That's not a hip-hop. If you ask a modern hip-hop star, Beastie Boys isn't hip-hop. No, they haven't even heard. If you listen to a kid nowadays in middle school, mm-hmm. who the Beastie Boys are, they probably can't even tell you who they are.
That's probably true.
Hip-hop is a rock band now.
Yeah.
In most cases.
You mean Beastie Boys?
Yeah.
You said hip-hop.
Hip-hop is rock!
Hip-hop rocks, man! Up top!
Beastie Boys might as well be considered a rock band now because of how hip-hop has changed.
That's true. Yeah, because, it's funny.
Ridiculous
because
to think the Beastie Boys would be rock.
Well, the funny thing is they have certain albums where it's actually way more funk and jazz, and then they'll have some songs on that album that are rap, but there's certain songs where it's like, they'll have a rap, some sort of rap star who's just like singing along, and I think it was like some sort of live recording that I was listening to. They're playing a live show, and they're just playing, like, it's all the members just playing jazz and funk and just, like, improvising it all. And then, you know, a rap friend of theirs is on, and he does just some simple raps just going, just improvising. I was like, this is a really cool moment. It's a shame that you can't really see stuff like this unless you go to, let's say, to shout out to guys that I think are really talented. It would be Childish Gambino and Reggie Watts. Because Donald Glover and because Donald Glover, when he's on tour, I saw a video, he's like, this is usually the point where I would play a Reggie Watts video and improvise over like his beatboxing, but he is here today, so we're gonna do this in person. And so Reggie Watts is just beatboxing while he improvises and raps, and it's just awesome. Blew me away.
Paul?
Yeah.
I remember when I thought you were, when you and I barely knew each other, and I knew we were going to be good friends.
Yes.
We were driving to Comic-Con, and
that was a fun Comic-Con trip.
It was. And I asked you what you wanted to listen to on the way there, and you said, System of a Down would be good.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, this guy's cool.
I had known Paul for years.
Yeah.
Just years. And then, out of nowhere, like, I think it was like either Austin or Sean was like, yeah, he's going to System of a Down concert. And I was like, Paul listens to System of a Down? Just like blew me away.
That concert was pretty good.
And I was, and my next reaction was, I wish I was at that show with him.
No,
like,
wait a minute,
bastard.
I'm not at that show.
Why aren't I there? Just like, bastard going without me? Just like, shit, I wish I would have known we listened to System of, we both listened to System of a Down before now.
Man. All right, well, we're pretty much at the hour, so if you guys have anything else that you want to add on to, we pretty much covered everything I wanted to talk about. So, do you guys have anything you want to plug or talk about? Grant, you could talk about your show again real quick.
I'd like to plug the LCS Rundown. If you guys want to listen to anything in the Trinity Force Network, it's tforcepodcast.net, I think. We also have a Reddit page. They just changed it recently, and even the guy in charge of my show, he gets it wrong, so.
Okay.
Shout out to Mott for getting shit wrong all the time. He's not going to listen to this, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Make him listen. I need the listen.
I'll tell him that I plugged us. But he'll... So yeah, Trinity Force Network. We've got a bunch of different shows. We just opened up with we have a Hearthstone show. We have an RPG where a bunch of the guys play D&D together. It's really fun to listen to. They're on like 15, 16 episodes of that. You can find us all on iTunes and Stitcher, mm-hmm. And on YouTube.
Yeah. Cool. Paul, you got anything to talk about?
I just want to plug Undertale to you two guys. Neither of you have played it, so like get that. All right. It's on Steam.
We'll be getting it to here soon.
But I'm not a rabbit.
You don't have to be a rabbit to play it.
It's just carrot. I'm pretty sure I have to be a... Just like Rayman raving rabbits.
The beauty of Undertale is that it accesses a wide market of human and rabbit. And really, all creatures in between the two as well. You know, if you're half rabbit, this is the game for you. It's a great game.
All right, that's right. It's about to end it.